Connoisseurs of noir will know that the Black Mariah is very old slang for a police van carrying its doomed human cargo. And that's the title of poet Kevin Young's new collection, offering a film noir in verse. Black Mariah is set in Shadowtown, a gritty cross between Hollywood and Chicago, and stars the usual suspects. Here, the vamp describes the boss.
He treated me like his money. Took me out only when he needed something, and fast. Even his toupee, imported real human hair, was one-sided and levitated above his head like a light bulb burned dim. No wonder when that detective stumbled in, smelling of catharsis and cheap ennui, begging to be given an extra week with his knees. I wanted him like nobody's business.
That detective is A.K.A. Jones, sometime paramour of one Delilah Redbone. Kevin Young's last collection was Poetry as Blues. Jelly Roll was up for both the National Book Award and the Los Angeles Times Book Prize. This time around, the poet was looking for a new genre to explore. So when you write a noir, you fall into a whole world already.
In an underworld at that, you fall into a sort of whole host of supporting characters. And I had this detective, and I had this woman who he was in love with or was looking for, or who sometimes was not looking for him. And then I also had all these supporting characters like the boss and the snitch or the killer. You got to have a killer in there. You know, you have to have a gunsel, which is a great film noir term.
A gunsel?
Yeah, a gunsel is the sort of little guy with the gun, a henchman usually, and comes from lots of different meanings, but gun obviously being one of them. It also comes from a Yiddish word, gunsel. Yeah.
Really?
So once you start getting into slang, as I did, there's such a great mix of sort of American language, and that was one thing that really attracted me to this book and also the movies in general, is their patter, the way people talk and don't talk and talk about each other and talk around the subject.
Well, it really does lend itself to poetry. Your girl, your femme fatale, Delilah Redbone. In your second poem, there's two lines. She wore red like a razor, cut quite a figure. The poem called The Chase gives us a good idea of who she is. Would you mind reading at least the first part of that for us?
Sure. Shadows and smiles, she was. Strong scent of before rain. Her pinstripe Tulane legs, her blackmail menthol. She had all the negatives, hidden safe and would not reveal the place. Before you could say denouement, I was on her case.
And it goes on, but it ends how?
It ends not well for him, at least. I took two to the chest, was all rain, her blurring face, her snuffed, stubbed out, lip-stuck cigarette.
So right off, it's like thump, thump, boom.
Yes.
He's
there's
dead.
Always danger in these things, and, you know, danger and heartbreak are linked.
I can already tell it sounded like this was fun to write.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. You know, I got to have these characters and these voices, this detective, and go all the way with him, have him be down and out and looking for her and looking for love, really, and her also to be a defiant, interesting character. I had already written a book that dealt with kind of the country blues and trying to capture that sound of heartache. And for me, the film noir was kind of an urban blues, was a sort of more electric blues feeling. And it was very freeing. It was very much a way to get the blues in there, that sense of regret and pleasure, but also to have this stark black and white world full of shadow.
And the character that's our main character, A.K.A. Jones.
Yes.
Is there a bit of another poem that for you would give us an immediate grasp of who he is?
Yeah, this poem is The Alias, where we learn a little bit about his name. The Alias. Bruised like gin, stirred too quick, ruining the tonic. I stumbled home, put on a steak eye patch, and fixed me another drink, hoping this one would take the way she never did. On the rocks and stiff. All's I got left, a key to a safe deposit that's empty, and one lousy alias, S.O.S. Malone. My real name's A.K.A. Jones, leastwise, that's what I've been told. hey, buddy, welcome home.
Does it matter in books and film as well? There are plots, obviously, in noir, but they don't seem to matter as much as the characters and the language.
I think you're right. And for me, that's what drew me to them was this opportunity to have this great language, a lot of slang, a lot of great old words like lousy, you know, like we think of lousy, but it used to have an E in it. And that idea of it being, you know, like a louse or lice. And it was great to go back to that sort of language of the 40s and earlier, that kind of slang. But it was also fun to kind of have a plot that was full of double crosses and crossroads and lots of mixed signals and missed opportunities that in a way is more important than the outcome of the plot. Life can be like that sometimes. It's not all answers. But I think what film noir does, and hopefully Black Mariah does, is ask a lot of the questions. What would you do for love? What wouldn't you do? What is too much and what, you know, too much of a good thing can be bad? And how do you deal with that? All those things that I think come up for the detective in my book and come up for Delilah Redbone. What would you do to be successful? And a lot of the things we see in everyday life, and it was just fun to focus it in this playland of the underworld and of Shadowtown.
Poet Kevin Young on his new noir book of poems, Black Mariah.
The heart's a hassle, a hustle. You can try to hide it neath your hat, a wrinkled zephyr weight jacket. Still it hammers out loud her name, faint. Tomorrow, I'm telling you, I'm gonna go on down to the pawn shop and buy back my blues from the man I sold them to. Pay him twice the dues, the small scratch they fetched just yesterday when I was flat.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.